congratulations on the move to Sheffield Wednesday. It looks like it's a season-long loan. Just tell us about how pleased you are to sign for the Owls.
Yeah, I'm delighted. We've been working on it for about a week or so. So I'm delighted to finally get it over the line and looking forward to kicking on now with a full pre-season under my belt and hopefully play a lot of games this year.
Of course, you're very familiar with this part of the world, aren't you?
I am, yeah. Obviously, when I moved to Crystal Palace, I went down south from Leeds originally. So I am a homeboy and I do like to get back up north, and this was a perfect opportunity for me to do that. But that's not only the reason that I've done it. Obviously, it's a massive club and I couldn't turn down the opportunity to come and play for Sheffield Wednesday.
Did you have a lot of other options, or was it really about Wednesday for you?
I mean, I don't really like talking about any other clubs. I'm quite a private person, so the option was obviously to come to Sheffield Wednesday, and that was one that I was very keen to do.
So it looks like it's going to be good for the season then. Do you sort of hope within you that maybe this could lead to something more long term, because players always want that sort of long term security? I suppose the other side of it is that, you know, you're at a Premier League club, that's your parent club, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And I mean, like, I don't know if you know about what happened at Nottingham Forest, but obviously there was a permanent option for me there, but that didn't quite go the way that I wanted at the time. So that's in the past now, and you know, I'm here for the season, and then at the end of that we'll talk and see what comes up. But I am fully focused on my football, and I think that is what I should be doing, to be honest with you.
It is a big club, but what do you know about Sheffield Wednesday? I know it is a team that is determined to get into the top flight.
It is, yeah, and I mean, the club is obviously set up for that. You can see how many fans go to the games every week. I think I was looking today, and I think the lowest attendance last season was 17,000. I think that's amazing for a championship club, and a lot of them games there was pushing up there for 30,000 as well. So that's something that the team is set up with a great fan base and a great support from the city. So there's no reason why the team can't perform under that support every week.
And it's a club that is doing things, I would say, a little bit differently than maybe some other teams with the setup they've got there. Have you had a chance to speak to Carlos Carvalhal, the new head coach at Wednesday?
I've not actually had a chance to speak to him yet. I am meeting him in the morning and we've got him for training. There was a few little complications, shall we say, today in getting the paperwork over the line. So that it has been quite a long day, if I'm honest with you, for a loan. So I missed him today, but I'm looking forward to seeing him tomorrow.
Are you really looking forward to sort of just getting started now with this new club? Because the one advantage you've got, I guess, is that you've joined at the start of pre-season. You know, you're not sort of waiting around, and you see a lot of loans happen in August, don't you? You know where you're going to be now, and you can really start to get going for the new season.
You do, yeah, and that was a massive factor in me coming. I wanted to get out on loan as soon as I could, and obviously when I heard about the interest from Sheffield Wednesday, I was very keen to get that done, so I wasn't missing any pre-season or missing any sort of opportunity to come out. So like I said, when it came around, I was keen to get done, and now everything's done, I am really looking forward to playing football every week and knowing where I'm going to be for a full season, because I've not had that security in a couple of years now.
I've seen you play an awful lot, and in particular at Rotherham United at the back end of last season, but also during your spells at other clubs as well. But for maybe the Wednesday fans, if they've not seen you before, could you just sort of describe what style of play? I mean, we know you as an attacking-minded fullback, but what are sort of some of the other aspects to your game, would you say?
Yeah, I think, obviously, I am a defender first and foremost, and I do just love to get forward, to be honest with you. It's very natural to me, and I like to get forward and get as many crosses in the box as I can, but I also do like dribbling and running at players and trying to win free kicks and obviously penalties as well. I have done that in the past against Sheffield Wednesday a few times, so hopefully I can do that against some opposition at Hillsborough this year.
And you know all about the Championship. You know, you played well for Rotherham at the back end of last year. You know, what did you make of the division, and what did you make of your time with the Millers?
You know, I had a very, very good time at Rotherham. I'll never speak a bad word about the club. I had a great relationship with Steve Evans and the coaching staff and staff in the club and around the place there. It was a time and a good challenge for me last season, but now it is it's really time that I kicked on, and hopefully with Sheffield Wednesday we can be pushing right up the league this year.
Do you think you're sort of at an age now where you're kind of hitting your peak years? I think you're 24, so you're getting into your mid-20s now. Do you sort of feel like, right, this is my time now?
Yeah, definitely. I know that this season's massive for me. Obviously, when I went to Crystal Palace, I had a bad injury, but that's all in the past now. But yeah, my main focus this year is to play good football for Sheffield Wednesday all season. Last year, I had two loan spells and didn't play any football in January, so that was disappointing. I am really looking forward to getting going, and it is a massive season for myself.
They've put a lot of investment into the infrastructure. One of the big things is the pitch is getting a makeover, and anybody who saw the games at Hillsborough yesterday will say that last season will say that that is a big plus. There's going to be a nice clean surface there for the players on. Are you looking forward to getting out on that Hillsborough pitch and playing in front of those fans?
Definitely. Like I said about the attendances earlier, I mean, I think that's obviously superb, and that's all I've known of Sheffield Wednesday. Whenever I've been coming to Hillsborough, you know, the first thing you think about is the atmosphere. You know it's going to be rocking. And at times I have played there when the pitch isn't the best, so to get a new pitch for the season, that's obviously a major boost for everyone, because as a footballer you want to be going out on a nice pitch, and you can play obviously better stuff on a nicer pitch. So everything is set up to really have a good season for us.
There's always a bit of expectation and quite a bit of pressure on Sheffield Wednesday because of the size of the club. That's only going to increase with the new owners now. And there's a lot of talk of the Premier League, Jack, and you know what it takes to do well in this league, and we've seen that with your spells at Forest and Rotherham. So what do you think it's going to take for Wednesday to take that next step now and be a contender next season?
You know, I mean, there is a lot of expectation and ambition at the club, but I mean, for me, I think it's just taking one step at a time. You know, I don't think you can go too far too soon. I mean, obviously, don't get me wrong, we're going to be doing everything we can to get to the Premier League this season. We're fighting and doing absolutely everything, let me tell you. But, I mean, one step at a time is all I can say, and be patient. You know, every time I've played in this league, you can go on runs of winning 5 games in a row, but before you know it, there's every Saturday, Tuesday game, you can lose 5 games on the bounce as well. So I just say to the fans, you know, stick with us, be patient, and we will try to do the best that we can.
Have you got any other message for the fans? A lot of them will be listening to this interview, Jack, and a lot of them are very intrigued to see you playing for Sheffield Wednesday next season. Have you got a final message for them?
Yeah, I mean, just obviously show their support to the team and the new manager. We'll do the best on the pitch, and let me tell you, I'll give 100% for that shirt every single week.